Bhagavatam, chapter 7, chapter 8, verse 32. Satava bhuta jalada parapatam, grosha tadrushti vimushta rochisa, ambodaya svata ata vichukshubur, nirahada bhita iriva vichukrushu. Sata. By the hair on Lord Narasimhadev's head. Avadhuta shaken. Jalada. The clouds. Parapatan. Scattered. Graha. The luminous planets. Cha. And Tadrishti. By the glaring glance. Vimushta, taken away. Rochisha, whose effulgence. Ambodhaya, the water of the oceans and seas. Swatahata, being struck by the Lord. Narasimhadev's breathing. Vichukshubhu, became turbulent. Nirahada bhita, frightened by Narasimhadev's roaring. Digiva,
all the elephants
guarding the quarters.
Vichukrushu
cried out. Translation purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The hair on Narasimhadev's head shook the clouds and scattered them here and there. His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries in the sky, and his breathing agitated the seas and oceans. Because of the roaring, all the elephants in the world began to cry. Fear. Repeat. The hair on Narasimhadev's head
shook the clouds
and scattered them here and there. His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries in the sky, and his breathing agitated the seas and oceans. Because of his roaring,
all the elephants in the world
began to cry in fear. Purport. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yadyat Vibhuti Mastatvam Srimad Ujjitam Eva Tatta Deva Vagashyatvam Mama Tejonsa Sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious, mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. The illumination of the planets and stars in the sky is but a partial manifestation of the Lord's effulgence. There are many wonderful qualities of different living entities, but what are extraordinary things exist are but part of the Lord's tejas. His illumination of brilliance, the deep waves of the seas and oceans, and the many other wonders within the creation are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all become insignificant. The Lord in special feature incarnates within this material world. Everything is insignificant in comparison to his personal, all-defeating, transcendental qualities. Om Ajnana Kimirandasya Jnananjana Salakana Chakshur Sambhilitam Jnana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Vreshtam Sthapita Jnana Vipare
Hare Krishna.
not at all surprising. That we hear the description of the Lord, the effects of the presence of the Lord, and the activities of the Lord, and the way the Lord appears or disappears. In many ways. Janma karma chame divyam. Evam yogyati tatata tattvadeham punarjanma naiti mamati svargyam ajopisan avayatma bhutanam iksuropisan sambhavam. Ajopisan avayatma bhutanam iksuropisan prakritin swamadishtaya sambhavam. Adhikatpatle Atma Maya. So, Bhagavad Gita gives the science and philosophy of God, and Bhagavatam gives the all the descriptions of the Lord's incarnations and activities. You directly read Bhagavatam, if you directly read 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, so which is not generally recommended, it is not recommended that you start with Bhagavatam, of course, Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. Prabhupada tries to trace Bhaktivedanta purpose. He tries to make the verses of Bhagavatam understandable to fallen conditioned souls. One thing is, education has nothing to do with understanding Bhagavatam. It's not that an illiterate man cannot understand Bhagavatam, and an educated man can understand Bhagavatam. Actually, there are more chances that an illiterate person can understand Bhagavatam. There are more chances that an uneducated person becomes a devotee of the Lord than an educated person becoming a devotee of the Lord. Like in the Bible it is said, it is easy for a poor man to enter the heaven than a rich man. So whatever material qualifications we have, they are all impediments on the path of devotional service. I am beautiful, I am powerful, I am intelligent, I am wealthy, I am influential. Because you don't see that you are made powerful, you are made influential, you are made wealthy. That's the difference, isn't it? I am wealthy, I am made wealthy. When you can take it as an I am made wealthy, then there is nothing for you to be proud about. Because somebody, suppose you are a pauper on the street and I adopt you and I give all my property, my successor to, I will make you the successor to all my property. It's not your hard-earned money, it's not that you are born with riches, but somebody has taken compassion on you and he has made you the successor.
then you remain obliged, you remain grateful, thankful to the person from the street, and you have become a very aristocrat, not by working hard or not by taking time. So similarly, if you are not Krishna conscious, if you are not Krishna conscious, all your qualifications are just a disturbance to your spiritual path. Like Prabhupada used to quote that famous example that zeros, however many numbers may be, all together they become zero only. Zero, 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 yeah. But because there are so many zeros, it doesn't become any big number. But you put one before the zero, it becomes 10, it becomes 100, it becomes 1,000, it becomes 10,000, it becomes a lakh, 10 lakhs. 10 lakhs is million. Millions and billions. So, this is the state of everything in the world. Krishna is the support for everything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, everything is sutra manigana eva. Everything is resting on him. Like the pearls are resting on the thread. What's that sloka? Sutra manigana eva. Matta paratana nanyat kinchidasti dhaninjaya. Maya Sarvamidam Pratam Sutra Manigana. He's a liar, you know. So he wants to quote Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the ultimate law. If people adjust their constitution to Bhagavad Gita, then there will be real governance. But unfortunately, governing laws are there, the governance is there, but because they are man-made laws, and governance of human beings can govern, provided you implement the laws of God. It's not that like Prithu Maharaj or Ramachandra, great to do. You have to listen, no? Don't interrupt. You will be breaking the stream of my thoughts unless you are asked. So when the ruling power of the Lord, like King Rishabhadev and Prithu Maharaj, the ruling for personification, ideal. And also great devotees who are just surrendered to the Lord. They also represent the Lord. A great devotee ruling the land is as good as the Lord personally ruling. Because a devotee, he doesn't have any separate rules to govern the people. No? He just follows. The devotee means he knows not my will, thy will be done. That's the devotee. Whenever devotees are working, we don't have any separate plans. We are trying to understand the plans of Krishna. We are trying to be part of Krishna's plan. Okay, Krishna's plan is already there in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam raja. The Krishna's plan. Krishna's plan is wind up. Wind up your business. Wind up your childish activities. As a human being, if you are interested in many things other than Krishna consciousness, just like children in their age, they seriously play many things. All good for nothing. It doesn't provide them food, doesn't make them educated. So children, that's what they call childish. Childish. So we are in a serious trouble. This world. Maha dukkam, maha dukkam, dukkha dukkha taram yata. Kachardam, visvrutam ratna. Harer namaiva kevalam. Very unfortunate that the leadership of the world, they have not accepted the simplest process, the unfailing process of creating a very peaceful, prosperous society. A peaceful, prosperous society. Krishna is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, all the acharyas are saying, just by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will fall into place. Otherwise, our tiny intelligence, our tiny prowess, our tiny life, life is tiny. Compared to eternal happiness, your plans for this lifetime happiness, very tiny. No intelligence at all. Krishna has given you a tiny life, because this tiny life is also, as we told, it is very miserable. You are sent with a token punishment, all right, material world, take human birth and suffer. And you can utilize this tiny human life, tiny span of human life, to take a complete exit. You can. So that is the business of life. The business of life is not how to improve this world. How to improve from walking to pedaling bicycle to two-wheeler to four-wheeler to planes, rockets to supersonics and like that. And then you are more implicated in the complexities of life. That is, the more sophisticated you are, and then the mishap, there's going to be a great loss. Just like now people have come to the ultimate technology, nuclear technology, is that right? Nuclear technology is the latest. and this latest technology can completely eliminate life on earth. So that is our achievement. The achievement is that now, by the press of a button, you can completely eliminate life on earth. whereas scriptures are exhorting that you have a very tiny human life and you can become eternally happy. You can realize your eternity. You can realize your potential for unlimited happiness. We are all meant for, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everybody, nobody is working, everybody is just falling on the ground. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. See everybody, because in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita directly, you think, what is this fits and falling down on the ground? But they are not getting any injuries, you see. They're jumping high and collapsing on the ground. But nothing happened. It's a big miracle. Because they are jumping high and falling on the ground. Not that they don't have common sense. How can you jump high and just fall on the ground, breaking your legs? Whenever you chant and dance, and you do, it's a continuous activity, it's a very aggressive activity, dancing, dancing, dancing. But you become more healthy, and you begin to realize your nature, that you are not meant for club dance, you are not meant for dramatic dance. Yesterday in the evening, I was telling the guy who was standing next to me in the Sandhi Aarti, I was telling him that we are habituated, we are accustomed. We are accustomed to roam around, dance, run around for sense gratification. The body is very much used. Like when, that's when people come to the temple, when everybody is dancing, they don't understand what is in here to dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is in here to dance? That there is nothing exciting to your material senses. It's not that your woman is throwing off her, becoming, what do you call it, topless, bottomless. It's not happening. So, because we are used to that kind of excitement. But in the temple when they do it, they don't understand. So you tell them, so you are also dancing. Because you are busy with dancing, you have come once in a while to the temple. You are dancing outside. Dancing for money, dancing for family, dancing for fame, and dancing for petty sense gratification. Now here, you have to correct your abnormality. That's what we say. Temple is a place, you can call the temple, what, a hospital? Is that right? Temple is a hospital. Temple is a school. Don't think some, you call some dogmas are being practiced here. Don't think temple people are sentimental, they don't have a PhD here, and they don't have an MBA here. Let's say you are impressed when an MBA dances and a PhD dances, why this guy? It's understandable that uneducated people, people who are jobless, they are doing all that. But why this guy with PhD qualification? Why he is crazy like this? So the point is, the temple is a school, the temple is a hospital. We all need to go to school and hospital. That we all know that we are ignorant, we all know
body needs visiting hospital from time to time. Everybody visits a doctor and a hospital. So here, those hospitals and those schools, they are making you more crazy. But you think you are going there for treatment. No, you are totally mistreated there. You are totally abused. In the hospital, they totally abuse your body, putting needles all over you, and you think I am being treated. You are mistreated. Is that right? So, education and treatment means, so what is this treatment? What can go with chanting Hare Krishna? I say, I will do surgery on you. My God, for life, you are a wreck. For life. And people ask, no, I undergone, you know, abdominal surgery, I cannot dance. The abdomen will open up again. So, that means they have made you a patient for life. But apparently, like, the doctor is your well-wisher. The doctor is your, what is that? They say, Vaidyo Narayano Hari. Vaidyo Narayano Hari. Actually, this word is there in Ayurveda. But like they misquote everything. The word Vaidyo Narayano Hari. That means what it is called? Hari is the real doctor. Narayana is the real doctor. And you follow his prescription. That is what the Ayurveda says. But this guy says, you know, doctors are gods on earth. People completely twist the meanings. They say, the schools are the temples of modern civilization. That guy says. There it is said, you go to Devalaya, and this guy says, the schools are the temples of modern age. People are blindly doing things in the temple. You come, you will have education here in this school. Unfortunately, in the temples there is no education. So, it is true. Apart from ISKCON temples, whichever your temple you go, including Vaishnava temples, with no offenses, there is no education. People go there and pray for material well-being and pray for material profit. That means they are going to God and saying, you make me more sick, you make me more crazy, you make me more miserable. I say, all right. This is what you want. I will give you more wealth. See? So, a temple really becomes a school when there is a devotee there, like this. Speaking to you, it's a school. Then you know how to pray. Although you don't know even how to pray, you pray for your doom. You pray for your gloom. Make me doom, make me gloom. Until I die, keep me miserable. And after death, take me to a place where there will be intolerable misery, the hell. That's what you are praying. So, actually all diseases, they begin in the mind. You have bad association, and you begin to smoke. Bad association, bad thoughts, and bad habits. And you are a bad person. So everything begins in the mind. So temples are places where they wash your mind, they cleanse your mind. Right? What is this antibiotics? Antibiotics means they make your body with no bacteria, because now you are sick because of the infection. They give you antibiotic treatment, it, all the bacteria are removed so that you become free from disease. So similarly, everyone born in this world is born with ideas of sense gratification. And the result is that sense gratification, the nature of sense gratification is that not only any gratification you want to increase the dose. But children don't want to go to school. But when they are trained to go to school, then they want more. And I want to go to higher secondary school, I want to go to senior secondary school. In the beginning you want to play all around, all day. But when you are trained to take education, then you see that it's interesting. No? Learning so many things is interesting, is it right? Always education is very interesting because your mind is dull and ignorant, and when educated, your capabilities, they change. You know how to run a car, you know how to run a computer, you know how to make a solution to this problem, that problem. If you are not educated, no? When you want to do a building, you don't go to somebody in the market, in the vegetable market, you know, I want to build. What he will do? He doesn't have any technology. So the point is, here, Hiranyakashipu, we are hearing very exaggerating things. Exaggerating, that means it's like far out things. Unbelievable things. Unbelievable things like we are reading. The hair on Narasimhadev's head shook the clouds. Is there any experience? Somebody is saying like this and clouds are getting dispersed. Because the form of Narasimhadev is so fierceful. So and the Lord shaking his head is such a universal activity. Whatever the Lord does, it is something to be talked about in the entire universe. Whatever the Lord does, anybody who has a head on his body, then he has to think. Rishis, Munis, demigods, everybody. Whatever the Lord does, simply it becomes a subject for discussion. The hair on Lord Narasimhadev's side, because the hair is not transcendental. The transcendental hair, is it right? Whatever is connected to the Lord, it becomes transcendental. So whatever is Lord is transcendental, and whatever becomes connected to the Lord becomes trans. So that means if you want to do mysterious things, if you want to do glorious, exciting things, not on your own, but when you get connected to the Lord, like universities, professors are talking, and people are befooled. Nobody is becoming enlightened. But when devotees who are in touch with the Lord, and devotees talk, people begin to shave their heads, people begin to resign their jobs. Is it not a miracle? And devotees speak, people want to give up whatever they are attached to. That monument, that Lakshmi, that Tadipati Lakshmi Mataji and her daughter, who stays in Nellore, she stays in
Lakshmi Mataji stays in Tadipatri, and the daughter, she runs a school here. She happened to come for Dasara visiting, and then brought the daughter to the temple. And after the Mangalarti is over, they're trying to meet me. And then the daughter was complaining, "We don't know from the time she has started going to the place, in your place in Tadipatri. She doesn't care for anything. And she's simply saying everything is Krishna. She is not bothered about money. She is not bothered about relatives. She is not bothered about health." And she was about to fall down. Rainy season in some place, and her grandson caught hold of her. "See, you are saying Krishna, Krishna, but I saved you. I saved you. I said, 'You fool, Krishna in you saved me. Krishna in you saved me. I did not ask you to save me. You happened to be with me and you immediately attended to me because Krishna is guarding me.' That guy did not know what to say. What is this? I thought she would thank me for holding her from falling down. And she, thanks Krishna." So, that means, so I told the daughter, and actually what she said is correct. Because Krishna in him, he gave him the idea, and if your grandson, he himself falls down, what happens? Whom he will protect? So just to protect her, your grandson is also protected by Krishna. He is an elderly lady. So everything is handled by Krishna. Prakrute kremanani gunai karmani. Ahankara vimulatma karta, everything is done by Krishna. If you are talking something, because Krishna has kept my ability of speech intact, otherwise how can I speak? Krishna has kept my mental faculties a little intact, I am able to speak. Yeah? If Krishna takes away tomorrow, then I will not be able to speak. So, whatever you are doing, materially or spiritually, you should always see that you are being supported by Krishna. So when you are being supported by Krishna, then it becomes your goodness. It becomes good on your part to recognize Krishna, to give credit to Krishna. You do wonderful things, but you be grateful to Krishna for having allowed you to do them. No? So, now you are taking help of Krishna and doing some material wonders, but you have to wonder where you are going in life. What will happen to you in life? So whatever you may do, Prabhupada did not say, tell a scientist, shave up and join the temple. Use your science to prove the existence of God. Use your science to appreciate the glories of God. If you are not, the Prabhupada, many artists came to him, many people with many talents came. Prabhupada did not put aside their talents. Prabhupada, he directed their talents to serve Krishna. That means you are enjoying your talents, no problem. You are artist, excel in your art. But your art should finally make you a devotee of Krishna. Because if your art makes you miserable, is it not a bad thing?
And if you become a scientist and you jump off from the 15th floor of research building in Bombay, people, scientists, they become completely atheist. They can do research, and then the government or sometimes they are mishandled, injustice. Suppose I make you do all the, you do all the research, and then I'll just pat you and then put it in my name because I'm your boss. Put it in my name. That means you should just shut up, and it should be published in my name. Then you feel like contempt suicide. What have all my intelligence, all my hard work, and boss is saying, put it in my name. So they jump off. And then you are a genuine scientist, and you go for a post, and then they don't take you because he wants to give that post to somebody. That whenever they select for a post, they say you have to be a PhD. So there can be a PhD without talent, and there can be a PhD with talent, and it is up to the selector. It is up to the person. You can take anybody. Apparently, is not violating the government laws. The PhD, the scientist has to be a PhD, and he can give to some PhD whom he likes. Not necessarily that he can recognize the talent. Then he becomes, because your PhD is only useful in institutions like that. Because your PhD, you go to agriculture, useless. Your PhD, you go to anything, useless. That is only theory, that doesn't work. Suppose you are a PhD and you go say, sir, please, sir, there are no ranks, please see that there are ranks. The PhD has to walk away from there. Is that right? There are PhD. And the farmers will tell, please, you are a big scientist, make ranks happen. That means actually your PhD is only useful for gossip and bluffing. Yeah, that's true. So the point is, whatever you are, you see that it is but a spark of splendor from the greatness of God. You take anything and you see that God has already done such things in a bigger way. So unfortunately, we are all in sense gratification. Unfortunately, we are all in egocentric. The result is that we read Bhagavad Gita also, but we are so audacious that, you know, we want to comment on Bhagavad Gita. Instead of propagating Gita as it is and become happy yourself and make others happy, and you completely, the Bhagavad Gita is there in your hand, which is supposed to solve all the problems on the earth. But unfortunately, because you want to put your commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, and the result is that whatever hope is there for the world, Bhagavad Gita is the hope. But it has fallen in the hands of an unscrupulous person. We know that the whole world is getting more spoiled. So here, we are hearing the little description, the movement of Narasimhadev, how it is creating a universal phenomena. Universal phenomena. Whatever universal phenomena you see are also arrangement of Krishna. And it is not surprising that Krishna is nursing, is sitting, and is doing things, and for you, they are unbelievable. Yeah, whatever God does, they are unbelievable. So, you have to pray to Krishna, how can I understand your glory? So, by chanting Hare Krishna,
Slowly, your dwarfed mind, your stunted mind, all our minds are stunted, growthless mind. Age is growing, but the mind is not growing, see? The mind is not growing. So result is, posterity is misguided. The generations are misguided by so-called elderly people. So, if you want to understand everything, there is no alternative but you chant, and then your stunted mind will begin to grow and you will understand what is the glory of being a human being, what is the greatness of getting the opportunity of a human body. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki, Sriyala Prabhupada ki.